Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Hawks Ridge. We've been out here all afternoon, guys, and we'll continue to be. And, well, look who we run into. The voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Drewham. Wes Durham, it is good to see you.
By the way, David Ashburn's here today, and that just cost him 7%.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We apologize.
I finally get to see sales.
That's right.
Yeah, I got to see sales today. I'm excited.
It's good, man.
And Arch is purposely out of town because sales was going to be here. Anyway. And Bo's here in a white belt. Shocking.
He looks good, man.
You know, gentrified and such.
Well, tell you what now. I got the Dustin Johnson wore white belt.
I wear my goatee as a tribute to him. That live tour is where it's at.
Dustin Johnson going over there on the live tour, Carl.
He looks the part today, doesn't he?
Bo?
Yeah.
I heard he made a putt.
He did.
I mean, Bo looks like the frat boy he used to, like, literally loathe about 20 years ago. You literally, like, Carl, am I lying? You could be Theta Chi.
Theta
from Florida. I'm glad you didn't use the other ones. Wes.
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, man. How'd you play today? What's going on?
Carl.
How's the game?
Carl, we're in swing sequencing. You know what? Okay. We're working on swing sets, and we're trying to – you know, stand tall at address and finish at the hands out and all this other stuff.
Sounds like you got a lot of things going on.
Carl, you've been
Carl,
coached, yes.
56 is catching up on me, bro.
I know. Mid-50s
is whoa.
Yeah. You got to work a little bit harder, right?
Oh, I envy loose backs.
Yeah.
I envy loose backs. I swear I envy loose backs.
Man, I hear you. We were talking about this. Mike was saying, you know, you come out some days, you're loose, sometimes you're not. It's just one of those things. We're talking with Wes Durham, guys, voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We're going to talk with Wes about camp coming up here. And, you know,
there's camp?
Yeah, well, yeah, not for the next few weeks.
Oh, July 29th.
Yeah. But before you know it, it's you and me and Arch and Carl sitting on the side of the hill and Carl pronouncing, bum, bust.
I can't play. This guy can't play.
Let me give y'all a quick exclusive 92.9 the game Atlanta Falcons training camp at the IBM Performance Field. Dukes, NFL insider.
Yes.
Okay, you ready? Nope. Maybe. Arch. Carl, don't talk to me.
This guy can't play.
Guy's a bum. Now, the good news is –
I'm going to tell you something now. There's a Barnhart kid out there. Mm-hmm. You say something about him, he'll hit you in the mouth with a lacrosse stick.
Yeah.
That cat is an athlete. I don't care what he – I don't know what he's going to do.
I don't either.
But let me just tell you this. Major athlete.
Okay.
I mean, a major athlete. Tuartan, the Heisman Trophy of lacrosse winner. Right. He is a major – you see him in shoulder pads or in a helmet and shorts, and you're like – That guy moves different.
Yeah.
Hey, now, the defense, we were just saying earlier in the show, Wes, I think the defense, I love the draft picks. I think the free agents can contribute. I don't think this is like last year where we had I know we didn't have a lot of money to spend, but I think Rashawn Evans, Pease loves him. Mm-hmm. Be nice if Lorenzo Carter could get it back in gear, but regardless, I love the draft picks.
Well, like we said the night of the draft too, right? We got guys that are playing with the chip, and they're going to have the chip. But here's the other reality. You've also – I tell you what, second day, I told you guys this. I thought second day was dynamite.
Mm.
Like D'Angelo Malone, rather. Love the way the Montana State kid runs. I think they've got but see, here's the thing. The way the schedule's built, the way the expectation is, and when we were at minicamp last week, that's why I asked Coach Smith about, you know, how do you build the layers of chemistry for this team knowing that you have a mandatory minicamp, and then they go away, and then they come back in July. Mm. CP will be back in July. Grady Jarrett's going to be – you're going to have some leadership. The veteran presence is going to be critical. Once we get going in preseason, it's going to become a little more interesting than in years past because the known is not as significant as it's been in years past.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, we're going to have some guys develop in that month-long training camp. And when you play the Jaguars in that last preseason game, I don't know that we'll have the full 53 there. I just don't know that. I mean, I'd like to think that. I think Terry and Arthur want that to be the case. But I think we have to be honest with the with ourselves that this is a 2- and 3-year process, that in 2 or 3 years, then we might hit it. And when we hit it, we're going to be the right age to hit it. That's the critical piece, I think.
Wes, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons guys, Wes Durham. We're here at Hawks Ridge Golf Course, by the way, celebrating Craig Sager's
pretty
life.
Nice.
Yeah, nice track.
Pretty nice, Mike.
Yeah.
Surprised they let you in.
Yeah, I showed up. They handed me a rake.
I saw Becky, and that's why. Well, that's how Mike got in.
I'll say this, too, man, about the Falcons. When you say, you know, some of the guys we're talking about with the leadership stuff, I just keep hearing this kid Ritter say all the right things, Wes. And I don't know if I'm surprised because we live in a world where we search for that, right, where we don't hear guys say, man, he sounds like the part, doesn't he? That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah, but and let me tell you this. Dan Hoard, who is the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals, is also the voice of the Cincinnati Bearcats. And Dan and I have known one another a long time. And the night or the day Desmond was drafted, I got a text from Dan, and it said, you won't believe how great a kid this is. And in our business, when we hear great kid, we think about, like, the Matt Ryans of the world, the, you know, guys that we get to know who are good community people, right? Michael Jenkins, you know those guys,
Absolutely.
Right? And we've seen them here. And we've been fortunate to see them here a lot recently. And it's not just exclusive to the Falcons. You guys know Braves like that, Hawks, whatever, right? College guys. I think really what we're getting to with Desmond Ritter is we're getting the full package. But here's what I don't want to do. And I don't want to be too aggressive and force this thing. I want this to mature because, Bell, when Matt Ryan got here, nobody forced it. We still had Chris Redman here. We still had other people on the roster. It played itself out. It just so happened Matt Ryan was the right choice at the right time for Smitty and Thomas. Desmond Ritter may be the right choice, but this might not be the right time. It may take 6 weeks. It may take 10 games. It may take a year. And Marcus Mariota is perfect as the guy.
Right.
Because Marcus Mariota knows what Arthur Smith's expectation is. Marcus Mariota has been through things. And I think Arthur's tried to say that about Vegas and about Tennessee and about his experiences to kind of let you know, hey, wait a second now. This guy's got something to prove too. I actually think it that is a stroke of genius the way all that worked out. And I'll be damned if I thought Ritter was going to be there on Saturday.
Right.
I never thought Desmond Ritter would be there on Saturday.
And here's a guy that checks all the boxes and everything you're hearing about the leadership, all the scouting, the stuff you heard from the NFL, you know, broadcast and this and that.
Right.
He's every that. He's all that and more. I would love to see him win the job, Wes, just so we don't. Now, look, there's a great quarterback class coming in the next year. Don't know where you're going to be in the draft. That's a silly game to play to sit there. Oh, we'll get down for Stroud or we'll be there for, you know. I'd love to see him win the job. So many times we've seen guys. You've seen coaches say, well, so and so gives us the best chance to win. Not a knock on Mariota, but man, wouldn't you love to see Ritter elevate himself in those 3 preseason games and those 2 practice and take this job.
Yeah. I mean, sure, I'd love for him to throw his first pass on a Sunday in week 1 down the field against New Orleans and split cover 2 like Ryan did. But I also realize we have to be patient with this process. We have to be willing to invest a little bit and not sure what the return's going to be. And that's hard for fans to do, man. That's hard for fans to do.
Carl loves Tyler Allgeier from
there's a lot of reason to like
can
that
he be a poor man's Turner to what he did, what Turner was for Ryan back in the day?
In spots, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I tell you this now, the London thing, you see him in person, you'll get it. You'll understand. He's a freakazoid in person now. That is a big man.
Drake London, guys.
Drake London and Kyle Pitts, that's a big guy catching balls now. And, you know, Arch likes to talk, you know, point of the attack with the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in. Red zone, I'm in.
Well, that's the thing. You've got more options down there now. You've got bigger targets than what we've had. You throw that into the mix of what I believe we're going to have, you know, play action running game as Arthur Smith likes to do. We're going to have, you just think, we're going to have more success down there.
And think of the guys on the list. And this is why Dave Archer says this. The guys with a chip on the shoulder. Damian Williams, chip on the shoulder. Man, that's a chip on the shoulder. Alden Tate, chip on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about all the different guys. You got five tight ends. The greatest line I've heard in the offseason is, how many tight ends are you going to keep? Well, think of a number and add two. I mean, you know, because realistically, you've got guys that are online and offline guys.
Right.
You know, and so let's be honest about it. I think we got to look at and there's still a move there, right? There's still – Carl, you know this. There's still a move out there.
Yeah.
We're past June 1. There's a move out there. Now, what can that move be? How expensive can that move be? What collateral can you take on for the move, right? It comes in all shapes and sizes. We all know it's still out there. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, fine. Let's go spot it and see what happens in week one.
We've talked a lot about A.J. Terrell. A lot of people around the league finally appreciating just how good he is. Casey Hayward is a guy that a lot of people are talking about in camp. And, again, people. I don't think it's like last year where we brought in some guys that, let's be honest, really struggled in the secondary opposite Terrell.
Absolutely.
How good is the secondary going to be combined with maybe a new-look pass rush? Do you think our defense can take a big leap next year or it's going to go incrementally?
That's sitting on the hill stuff.
Right. Right.
Carl.
It is. Sitting up there taking it all in.
Art, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Scott
can't play.
But a couple years ago, we knew we were trouble in that second.
I can't wait. We're going to get on the hill. We're going to get on the hill, Mike, and some guy's going to go, Carl, that guy can't play.
He can't play.
Carl be looking like, I know.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
I want to see players.
You like Ebiketie?
Yeah, I like the pick. I like where it happened. I like the fact I think the guy's got some – I think he's got some moxie about him. Look, Ogundeji had a nice year. You know, I hated to lose Foyer Luikin. Hated it.
No money.
But I ain't hating a man for the cash.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Now, you got to be careful you don't get lost in witness protection in Jacksonville, making that tax-free money, Carl, in the state of Florida.
Woo! Goes a long way.
But well, I'll say this now. Hey, that's what this business has become, guys.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I spent a lot of time working in college athletics. You know how it works. We got name, image, and likeness now. Yeah. I mean, you got roster transition all the time. That's what this is going to be for a couple of years. But I think that I give Terry and Arthur a ton of credit on this. I give Ryan Smith a lot of credit too now. I mean, those guys made some really, really sharp moves given the restrictions they have financially, I thought.
We've told the listeners, and again, just if you don't believe us, believe Wes Drewham.
I'm getting shirts, hats.
Monetize that. Don't you feel, though, we're getting in on the ground floor and there are some good things going for this? This is our year, the gap year, call it what you want. I still think we can win six games. We do that. We hit the over, by the way. But the idea that we come out the other end with developing rookies and then we can really make things happen because free agency is going
to
be crazy.
I think that's well said. I think you have to employ, though, and it's funny because I have this conversation with a lot of fans in college athletics about you got to understand the building process. So you got to be patient to understand. It's a little harder to have it now in college athletics because everything's on a merry-go-round. But in the NFL, you can have this conversation. The thing about it is you've made the really hard moves you had to make. And the other guys were probably going to take that money. And I said this to you. You know what I mean by this. Important they got 97 done.
Oh, yeah.
We did not need July 29th to come here and 97 not done. Right? I just don't think that would be good. I think it'd be a distraction. It doesn't turn out well. So I'm thrilled for Grady. I'm thrilled for the organization. They were able to get that worked out. Now we see what happens the rest of the way. And, again, I think that's how we have to almost approach this training camp, like read up, understand, watch the games. And, by the way, we're going to be an interesting team to watch in preseason.
I agree. Because there's a lot of unknowns.
Right.
It's true. I listen,
and the back end will be complicated. I think the back end of the roster will be really complicated.
Yeah, because it's wide open, right? It's wide open. There's a lot of guys competing for some spots, which we haven't had in years, you know, previous years.
Here's a little drill for you, Bell. You like off-season homework every once in a while. So when, you know, Becky's driving and you're going on a trip, because I know you can't drive all the time because Becky drives sometimes, right?
Sure. For argument's sake, for the sake of this conversation, sure.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to go online. I want you to print a depth chart right now of the team. And I want you to get them to 53.
It's hard.
Oh,
now it's hard. Well, here's the deal. Wes, the reason why, and we got to run, but the reason why.
What are we running to? We're going to go over here and pitch and punt for 10 bucks or what?
You know how these
guys are. We move along to further action, Wes.
After an exchange of punts, Notre Dame has the ball.
But you know that people will hear us say that and go, man, this roster, what are you guys talking about? You're not paying attention. And I think the versatility that Arthur Smith is looking for is why it makes it difficult. When we say that, we're not telling you we got the most talented roster in the league. What we're saying is how certain guys fit, and you start going, well, I don't want him. Well, what are they going to do, and how are they going to use him?
Well, okay, think about the simple move of this. Avery Williams is one position. Okay, on the card, he's a running back. But his most service on the field could become a return game
kick
situation,
return,
right? Kick and punt return.
He's a corner, and now he's going to move over to just running back.
Moving running back, so he's on the offensive side. So you have to declare him as an offensive side. We joke about the tight end, but I'm not kidding a little bit about think of a number and add two. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the difference in three or four. Okay, well, how many offensive linemen? You know this, Carl. Sometimes you've been in markets where they kept seven.
Correct.
Okay.
Can you find me six good ones on this team, though? I know, I take away Jake and Lindstrom. That's my only question
but
about this.
But did I also say this? I also still say we had moves.
Yeah. Yes, all right.
So I'm not ready to declare, but that's what I mean. How many offensive and how many defensive guys? And do you need to keep more defense knowing you're evolving on offense? Mm. See, these are the deeper dives that on a Monday afternoon people are driving home going, why is he making my head hurt?
Yeah, because when you say it would be hard to pick 53, people hear that and go, well, we're not that good. How can you even say that? We're thinking in a different way here.
We have to think. You cannot think conventionally when you're in this process.
Right.
You have to think of Damian Williams, Tyler Algier, right?
Yeah, and what they're going to do, how you classify.
What they're going to do. Cordarrelle Patterson, is he a running back? Is he a slot? Is he a Swiss Army knife? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So, good to see you guys in person. Look at us.
You
right
too,
on,
baby.
It's good to have
are
you out
are we
here.
Playing or what are we doing? We're out here today. Now, it would be a little rude to ask for an E9.
Oh,
but,
man, it'd be nice, though.
But we get it done one day?
Yeah, we definitely will. We
get
definitely
it on
will.
Sunday? Let Bo take care of it. Bo's in promotions and producing.
Yeah, I'll lock it in that. There. Get the, Arch out there.
The four of us play, and endorsements are on the line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.